Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am pumped for today's topic. Now, it's funny. I always do a little research on my concepts or my topics because I want to make sure I'm not like repeating something, or I'm not bringing you something like, okay, Catherine, obvious, we've heard that before. And now, the thing I want to talk about today, and you probably got it in the title, is front-loading your awesomeness. And when I started to do, I just Google search front-loading success, blah, blah, blah. And of course, Brian Tracy's Eat That Frog popped up. And I was like, I am not eating a frog. And nobody that I know wants to eat amphibians first thing in the morning. I've read that book back when I was in the corporate space. And it was a pretty simple concept. Yeah, do the hardest thing first. If you had to eat a frog, you know, whatever. Or how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You know, that kind of concept. But it never clicked with me until now that I'm kind of doing it, but it's with a different focus. So I call it front loading your awesomeness because everything I do is just awesome. Clearly, I'm feeling myself today. So I obviously want to talk about the concept, how it like clicked in my brain when I was in the middle of doing it, why it's a benefit, and how you can do it too. And my favorite part is that it's so simple. It really is common sense. But for some people, like our brains work a little differently when we've got 55 things happening, right? We've got, you know, I'm a sports mom. My son just graduated college. I've got tons of different clients I work with. I'm writing a book. I've got my other book anniversary event coming up, the big LinkedIn pop-up event. Hopefully you're going to it. The ticket sales are already happening. I'm super pumped. I got some VIP option. I got a regular pop-up option. It's on Eventbrite. I'll put it in the show notes. You can check out all the details. I won't even get into it. It's really about celebrating my 1-year anniversary of my best-selling book, Own Your Awesome, on LinkedIn. And it's going to be part training / masterclass, part celebration, but it's all about visibility. And it's actually a precursor to a larger, massive event I'll be doing in October, the Own Your Awesome live event. So if you plan on coming to that, you're going to want to come to this because this is going to get you prepared for it. So, and if you don't, obviously, if you're listening to it later, it's okay. You don't have to come to actually come to Own Your Awesome live. Anyway, the whole point is I have been, and as you know, all right, so I should probably give you a little update here. I think it's probably not a bad idea to start the podcasts with a little bit of an update because I have been mentioning a major goal that I have been working towards. And I think the last time I mentioned it, I was on like day 5. So I'm still crushing it at 75 hard. Today is officially my halfway mark. I am on day 37 and it has been amazing. You know what? I wonder if I should do a whole separate episode on that. Maybe I will. So the whole point of me talking about front-loading success came to me, the whole concept, is because lately because I'm so busy and I got so much happening, doing 2 workouts a day, which is required, doing 75 hard, one has to be outside, one has to be indoors, it's hard, and there has to be like a couple hours in between. It's been a challenge a couple times, like big time, when traveling for sports. When my son graduated, we got in from a weekend away with my daughter, travel basketball, drove all night to get to my son's college, got in at 3 in the morning. I had to get up at 5 in the morning to shower and get ready for the event. And obviously the event went on in the morning. We went to lunch, we're celebrating, and then we had a couple hour drive home. And then we didn't get home that night until about 7 o'clock. And I hadn't done any workouts. So there has been a few times that I have struggled, but I think I'll get into that in a separate episode. But what I realized is the days that aren't crazy, like those days, I have to front load my workouts, my reading, my photo that I have to take, drinking the water. And it wasn't until one day I got done with everything by 2 o'clock. And I was like, oh my God. I felt like I had the entire rest of the day to do whatever I wanted because I got up early. I did what I had to do. I did a little bit of work. I did some more work. I did a second workout. I'm chugging the water the whole time. And I was like, oh my gosh. I actually sent my coach a message that was like, girl, it's 2 o'clock and I don't even know what to do with myself. I've done all the work and I've done all the 75 hard stuff. I feel like I could just take a nap. And I did. So I did. And then I realized I need to start front loading all the good stuff. Front loading the 75 hard, front loading my work, front loading my calendar. So it kind of spiraled, right? So this whole concept of front loading my success, front loading awesomeness, if you will, let me give you like a download of my concept. This is what came to me. Front loading is essentially the intentional practice. Yes, I created a definition for it. intentionally practicing like specific actions, the most impactful needle moving things that I need to do first thing in the morning. So it actually flows nicely throughout the day, the week, the month in order to gain momentum. And you know, that's my word of the year. And so you don't end up playing catch up. Like I did that one day, starting everything at 7 o'clock at night. I still got it all done. Even the other night, I had to do my second workout at 10:30 in the evening. Like, it happens, right? Like, life gets crazy. It happens. But I realized if I can front load it, which, and now 75 hard isn't, so this is why it doesn't really compare too much. I mean, it's a little bit like Eat That Frog, but it's not the same concept and it's not hard. The things I have to do are not hard, right? Moving our calendar to front load our discovery calls are not hard. These are just smart, strategic moves to the beginning of the week or the beginning of the day so then we can reap the rewards in the middle and the end of the week and the day. So when I realized I got more done and I felt better when I front-loaded the tasks I had to do, I was like, what else can I front-load? So then after it was the workouts and the reading, it was my calendar. I block out Mondays and Fridays always. For Mondays are my MeEO day. Y'all know that. And Fridays, I try to make it be for either admin or professional development or a day off, whatever I got to do, get massages, all that good stuff. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, I go really hard on client work, proposals, follow-ups, sales, stuff like that, creating stuff, creating my next programs or tweaking my keynotes, writing books, you know, all that good stuff. I used to have Thursday, if any of you ever got on my calendar, which I know a lot of my clients are listening, you would have booked a Thursday as like an initial coffee chat or, you know, discovery call type thing. And I would just go nuts on Thursday, back to back to back to back to back calls. And I loved it. I was like, I love having one day where I just get to meet new amazing people. I get to talk about my offers. It's just a rinse and repeat of a very similar conversation. And it felt very effective. What would happen is most of those people would want to know about my offerings, how to work with me. And I would do that over the phone. I don't often send a proposal. I do for like larger keynotes or larger projects. But often it's just, I can do your LinkedIn for you, or I can teach you how to do it, you know, like, or yep, I get on the stage and I got these three talks, you know, so there's not I do a lot of the same stuff because this is my expertise, self-leadership, personal branding, LinkedIn. So those are the three things I talk about. How I deliver it could be a little different, but that's the main gist of it. And so, and people usually know that because you follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, you're on my email list, whatever. You've seen me speak before, you've worked with me. And so often I just tell them, this is how much it costs. You want to go? Let's do it. And they say yes, and that's that. And like, that's the next day I do a lot of admin, send them the invoice, the calendar invite, send them any preparation work, blah, blah, blah. And that was my Friday, and that was it. However, I do work with a lot of companies, and they often want to see a proposal, which I already have proposals pre-made, not a big deal. I do a little tweaking depending on their needs, you know, because some of them are custom. And so what would happen is I realized I was sending out the proposal on Friday. They probably wouldn't take a look at it until Monday, maybe Tuesday. I'd follow up with them Tuesday or Wednesday. I'd get the, oh, yep, I got to send it to the CEO, or I got to send it to so-and-so, or I'm meeting with the team on Friday. Can you follow up with me after? Yep, sure can. And it would take into the next week to get a yes or book the date. And so I didn't like that. I want things now. So I was like, let's front load this calendar invite. So I moved my Thursday blocked off calendar for discovery calls and coffee chats to Tuesday. So now it's in the beginning of the week. So for the last month or so, I've been doing calls on Tuesday, getting them the proposal, proposal or some follow-up information, either that day or by Wednesday. And I already have set a follow-up with them that Thursday or Friday if they weren't a yes on the initial call. And so in that same week, I've moved everything forward. I've front-loaded my success, if you will. I've taken the initial call on Tuesday. I've sent them the follow-up by Thursday looking for the yes or whatever the response is. Usually it's a yes, or if it's something crazy where it's like a big team effort and the board has to approve it, it takes a little longer, not a big deal. But by that point, they've had a whole week to think about me and to move my progress forward, my business forward. And I love that. And it doesn't hit the weekend because more than likely by Friday, they want to get it off their plate. They want to just say yes. And I often say, let's solidify this before the week ends. That way you don't got to take it with you into the weekend. You don't got to add it to your calendar next week. Let's get a yes. Let's get a date by Friday and we'll be all set. And they love that idea. My clients love it. I love it. My bank account loves it. It's a win-win for everybody. So front-loading my success is working in my personal life with 75 Hard. It's working in my professional life with the calendar moving forward and all the... And I've also done a little bit of front-loading. Now, this is kind of like falls into batching territory where like I, on Mondays, my MEO Mondays, sometimes they're just for me, but sometimes they're for my CEO version, right? So I will batch content. I will create marketing plans. I will do all my monies and my numbers and all that stuff. And I get really focused on Monday being settled in for the week so I can just kind of do what I got to do throughout the rest of the week so I can focus on clients and client work. And it feels amazing. So by the time Friday comes, the last month or so, I've been able to just do a couple of things Friday for business and the rest can be whatever I want it to be. So I've been taking courses. I've been taking hot yoga. Okay. I think I told you guys about my hot yoga. Oh my gosh. It's such a vibe. I go to Helios in Loudonville and usually I would say not sponsored by, but actually it is a little sponsored by. So Helios Hot Yoga in Loudonville, New York. I am now an influencer for them, which is hilarious because I'm a newbie at hot yoga, but you know, I've got a following. So this is my little plug. If you want to do hot yoga and you're in my local area, hit me up because I get a guest pass. And every time I go, I can bring a guest for free. So if you're curious, let's go. Let's do it. Helios in Loudonville. Check it out. Helios Hot Yoga. I'm a huge fan of Michael and Paul. They are the owners. This is the nicest hot yoga place I've been to in our area ever. So just putting that shameless plug out there, not really shameless because it's amazing and I love it. And I think everybody should do hot yoga. I may have to do a whole episode on hot yoga. Anyway, I digress. But that's what the Fridays have been now. Fridays have been a little bit of work. I go for a walk. I do my hot yoga and I feel freaking amazing. All because I front loaded all of the work I had to do, all of the actual grinding, right? All of the actual hustle is all in the front of the week. And it feels amazing to have either the end of my day calmer or the end of my week calmer, but I'm still getting everything done that needs to get accomplished and I'm building momentum. And it feels absolutely amazing. So whether obviously for me, it's working out, early, it's reading early, it's doing even my LinkedIn engagement, my Instagram engagement, like writing my content is already kind of like, sometimes I post when the spirit moves me, but sometimes I'm super strategic, which I have been lately, and I've got to focus on what I'm putting out there. And it's real strategic based on what's happening in the world, especially in marketing. It is, visibility is all the rage, and I am obsessed, which I have been before it became all the rage, with personal branding, LinkedIn, and getting on stages, writing your books, or starting a podcast. So that's what my, obviously, a lot of my clients are focused on right now, is increasing their business by increasing visibility, especially as the summer rolls around and times get a little slower for business. I mean, it doesn't for me because I've front-loaded my success in the beginning of the year. I mean, hello, ding, ding, ding. We should take a shot every time I say front-load. It's not laundry, people, but I'm telling you, the sooner you do it, the better it is. But it really builds momentum and it feels absolutely amazing. So here's another thing it does. Here are some benefits that I've realized. Front-loading the awesomeness. Momentum that I'm building is building my confidence. So by time Wednesday rolls around, I'm feeling like a fucking rock star. Sorry if you have any kids listening, but I was feeling it. Like I'm literally like, it's Wednesday and I could go book a trip right now for a couple days and I don't even got to work anymore because I've done everything I needed to do and it's Wednesday. It feels absolutely amazing. And that boosts my confidence. Think about the morning. If you got up a little bit earlier and front-loaded some of your business success or your personal, whatever you need to do, if it's working out, if it's, you know, writing for your book, if it's writing a podcast or content, you know, following up with clients, whatever you do, if you did it an hour or two earlier, can you imagine what you would feel like by 9 a.m.? It actually takes me back to my 4:30 a.m. club days. Oh my gosh, do you guys remember that? So back in the day around the pandemic, I would get up super early. I had my own personal reasons for getting up super early. And I posted about it on LinkedIn. And then a few other women were like, I want to get up early. Let's do a little mastermind. So I ended up starting the 4:30 a.m. club. And me and 9 other women would get up every Monday at 4:30 a.m. and mastermind. And then some would go to work, get their kids on the bus, blah, 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 all the things. And I remember most of us in the beginning were like, I am done with my work. And it was like 1 o'clock. And we were done for the day. We were like, what is happening? Like, it was like cracking the code to success, front loading our awesomeness. 4:30 is a little early for me these days. But I'm telling you, no matter how early it is, if you get up a little earlier or schedule your days and your weeks to front load the most beneficial, impactful things you need to do. And it's not like do the hardest thing first, because sometimes I leave the hardest things to the end of the week. I don't give a shit. I don't feel like doing it. I'm not going to force something. This isn't about forcing it. It's 100% about, I feel like it's like magic. It's finding the cheat code. And for me, if I front load my week and I front load my day, the rest of the day is whatever I want. Think about it. How many times somebody comes at you after lunch to fix something or finish something, or my kid's always calling me at school. Oh, I ripped my pants. Can you come bring me new whatevers? It's always in the afternoon. And I'd be like, what? I'm just getting in a flow. And it would start to mess with me. Well, because I've already front loaded the day. Sure, kid, let me come. Not only am I going to come drop you off new pants, I'm going to bring you Starbucks too, because I'm just feeling that awesome. Like, it's just, it's absolutely crazy to me how magical it is, this little concept of front loading our awesomeness. So obviously it builds momentum, which builds my confidence. It helps me make better decisions throughout the day because I've already done the things that I feel I quote unquote need to do. So I could do the things I want to do later or not do anything at all, but it actually makes me want to keep going because I'm like, what else can I do, right? It's like stretching ourselves. It's like, what else can I do to be awesome? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and my kid doesn't get off the bus until 2:30. I still have an hour and a half. Sure, I could watch Bones and have a gluten-free pizza, but what if I actually read this book, or if I listened to this, you know, course that I've been taking, or if I did extra outreach on LinkedIn? What? Like, come on. Like, it's just ridiculous. The decision-making process actually gets better because you start to, like, get excited about what you can do with that extra time. Obviously, we know the whole I'll get to it later trap kind of messes with productivity. So I think it ends up helping me to be less of a procrastinator and to get into that flow, which is everything as an entrepreneur. Obviously, front-loading our week helps us to get wins faster. So I put out an invite for my Own Your Awesome pop-up event and my awesome LinkedIn pop-up event early in the week. And by Monday afternoon, I had 25 RSVPs already. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is absolutely amazing. And now by Tuesday, I've already followed up with everybody to make sure they register on the Eventbrite link. And now by Wednesday, more people will be invited. More people will say yes. And by the end of the week, I'll already have probably filled the 50 spots that I want and I'll have to close the doors and it'll be ridiculous. So if I waited though till like Friday to put the event out, people wouldn't see it until maybe next week and the algorithm would bury it, blah, blah, blah. So you just see the wins faster and then it snowballs, right? It absolutely snowballs and it increases my profitability and my productivity, which are the two things that I always want to see increase, especially the profitability. So last month, I didn't have the best month because I wasn't really in this flow. This month, it's the 27th, I think, I am in a flow of like epic proportions. And I've made, this is the second highest month I've had in business, I think ever. So far. I mean, I still got a couple more days left. So, I mean, absolutely bonkers. And I'm not even doing the thing I used to do to that would bring me that biggest month that I had last year. So, feels absolutely amazing to front load. All right, so how do we start doing this, right? So, my thought is you base it on your goals, right? So, I initially started this because of 75 Hard. Especially when I realize what my calendar looks like for the week. I got to get those two workouts in. I got to drink all the water and I want to sleep and not be up and peeing all night. So I got to front load the water, front load the workouts, the reading. I get tired when I read at night. So now I know I have to do it earlier, but I also got to get business in because I'm not really, I like to check out around 3-4 o'clock for business. I like to just be done. Unless I do have client calls, a couple of them at 6:00. Because they're 9-to-5ers and they need after hours. But I really do prefer to work and be done by like 3-4 o'clock. My kid gets off the bus or she's got practice. I can go pick her up. We go work out. We do whatever. We hang out. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. So if I can front load all of the days, the times, the calendars, the activities, all the things, I get to have my evenings, however I want. Freaking magic. So anyway, here's how you start. Pick whatever your goal is. For me, it was 75 hard, and then it became business. If your goal is something completely different, like you want to get promoted. Say you're a 9-to-5er, you want to get promoted. You want to be seen as like the go-to person for that next opportunity. Perhaps front-loading everything you are supposed to be doing in the beginning of the week. So by time, say like Wednesday rolls around, you can be doing the extras, right? If you could get, like, listen, I know what it was like to be in corporate America. I could get my work done by like noon every day. And you could always be doing more, especially when we're in the office, we're taking laps, we're talking to people, there's meetings about meetings. It's ridiculous. If you could front load your day, you could start to pick up on the extras that you need to be doing or you could be doing in order to be seen as the leader who gets promoted to the next position. Same with if you wanted to get like a raise, you want to ask for a raise soon. Start doing a little bit of the strategic things that will show that you're someone who deserves to make more or should be making more. Or maybe, you know what, a lot of you are already doing enough work, let's be honest. But if you're not being recognized while you're doing that current work, something has to be shifted. That's a whole different podcast. But think about the most important things you have to do. If you did it early, you would have more time freed up to do anything else you need to do, want to do, or don't want to do. If you're in business, because I have a lot of entrepreneurs that watch or listen to this, My thought is you want to increase your profit, or you're preparing for summer, or you want to take that vacation. If you front load a calendar like I did, your calls, your sales calls, you will then slide everything to the beginning of the week that brings you money. I often say Monday is for money and marketing, and for me, of course, because if I can figure out my money, if I have to like input receipts or anything like that, get the money all set, I know exactly what's happening in my business, and then get the marketing set up for the whole week, or maybe even more. I know some people do it for the month. I only do it for like a week or two in advance, because in my business, everything changes often. So I like to be ahead of the curve and not waste time batching 6 months of content when 3 months later, something different pops up and I want to be able to adjust. So if I can front load the content, front load the marketing, front load anything I need to do with my clients, like if I have a to-do list, right, then I'm available for the other things that I have on my never-ending to-do list that I should have a VA for. I have a few people that help me, but there's some things I'm not going to give them because it's not really what they do. But, you know, creating a leveled up speakers kit, creating elevation in my pitches for, you know, conferences and stuff like that. Updating keynotes, you know, stuff like that. Like things that I want to do to elevate my brand and my business, if I front load the tasks, I have opportunities to do more stuff later that will only expand my business to help me scale, set up better automations, maybe look into some systems that I may need. It's just, it really becomes, you're giving yourself more time, right? Which is like, time is the currency that is so important. And if you have that time to do what you need to do, then you get to create the business you dream of. And who doesn't want that? I mean, we're all in business because we want to be awesome, right? So final thoughts. Front-loading success, I've learned, is not about perfection. It's about prioritization. So I remember at one point having a whole list of things to do, and I still had to do a workout and read. But I was at my desk and I wanted to do some more business stuff. And I said, you know what? What's more important? Let's say it was record a podcast, because I don't often batch these. Like I pretty much put them out in real time. So do I record the podcast, which is important because it does bring me clients and, you know, it does bring me conversations and amazing people that come my way, and I don't want to prolong that? Or do I go for a walk because that's the second workout I need to do for the day? And well, right now I'm very hyper-focused and almost obsessed with achieving the 75 hard goal. And the priority then becomes the task for 75 hard. So it made me put my priorities first. Perfectionism, especially in business, would have told me I need to get the podcast out because it's Monday afternoon and that's when everybody thinks I do podcasting, blah, blah, blah. Well, here it is Tuesday and it's coming out later than it should be. But the priority for me right now in this season is achieving 75 hard. This is my main goal that I'm working on. And so that takes precedent. So I went for the walk versus doing the podcast. And the podcast didn't get done until the next day. And guess what? Did it slow down my business? Maybe a little. Who knows? But you know what? The people who are meant to listen and find this, they're finding it. You're listening to it. You're the people I want. And so if I get to you a day later, I hope that's okay. But I hope that you are inspired by me following the call to what my priorities are, because that's what I want for you in your business. So if this episode made you think, which I'm sure it does, I'm curious, what are you working on these days? And how can you front load your success? How can you front load all the awesomeness that needs to get done in order to achieve your biggest goals right now? Do you have to change your calendar? Do you have to move client calls to the beginning of the week or the end of the week? Maybe sales goes Monday or Tuesday. Actually, nobody wants to be sold to on Monday, but maybe your discovery calls get moved to Tuesday versus Wednesday. Or, you know, maybe you run errands on a Friday as opposed to Wednesday. Like, how can you adjust your schedule adjust your priorities, adjust your mind in order for you to front load your success so we can get it quicker and we can get it faster and we can get it in a way that just feels juicy and good. And it opens up more time for us to expand, to scale, and adjust to make more profit, right? And this isn't about hustling or being uber productive. This is about being super strategic in a way that front loads our success, because that's what this is all about. So super curious. Shoot me a DM on LinkedIn or on Instagram. Here's what I want. I want a couple things. I want to find out what you're working on, especially like as we enter like these summer months. What are your goals? What are you working on? And what's one thing in your business you're going to change in order to front load the success and almost guaranteeing yourself that goal is going to happen? I would love to hear that. Let me know. If you need help with that goal, you know how to find me. Just say, can we talk? I would love to talk about. I've got a lot of different opportunities to work with me. My 6-week sprint, I don't know if I've talked a lot about this yet. Maybe I'll do a separate episode on my 6-week sprint. People are eating it up because it's a super hyper-focused 6 weeks of coaching on one specific thing. So one woman is scaling her business. One is creating her keynote. One woman's doing LinkedIn. Of course, we all love LinkedIn. And one woman I'm about to sign is writing a book. So 6 weeks, think about it. It's June. So by mid-July, or maybe the end of July, depending on when you sign up, you could have, before the summer even ends, you can have your next big thing created and almost ready to launch. Whether it's getting on stages, whether it's starting your business, taking your side hustle and making it grander, up-leveling your LinkedIn, starting a podcast, writing the book. Come on, you all got a book in you. I know you do. So consider my 6-week sprint. It's a game changer. And then I always have my strategy sessions. That's a one-off 90-minute strategy session that'll just kind of help you kind of get some clarity in what's happening. And then, of course, my done-for-you LinkedIn stuff. If you're ready to level up your LinkedIn, get hyper visible, and to start making more profits from the right people, finding your ideal clients, you're going to want to talk to me about LinkedIn. Or just come to my pop-up event. It's June 6th. It's a Friday from 12:30 to 1:30-ish. I say ish because I'm probably not going to close it out if the conversation's going and there's a lot of questions. In this pop-up event, I'm going to share a little bit of how I wrote the book, how I made it a bestseller, how I turned it into a collaborative effort with other professionals that are helping me sell the book, how it got me on more stages and helped me up level into the next book and the next category of business. And then I'm going to answer all your LinkedIn questions because that's what you're all looking for. So, and it's going to be a completely open Q&A. It's not just LinkedIn Q&A. You can ask me about LinkedIn, branding, self-leadership, life coaching stuff, business coaching stuff, quick cash infusions, anything I work on, you've got me. So if you've ever wanted to pick my brain, you have an opportunity to do it on June 6th. There is a cost. It's $66. So clearly I'm not making a lot of money from this. This is my celebratory thank you to everybody who's bought the book, who's shared a piece of content about the book, or who supported me along the way. So find the link in the show notes and sign up. I'm going to cap it at 50. I put 50 tickets available because I want to be able to, you know, use it as a networking experience too, so you guys can meet each other and start to really elevate from that moment forward. There's going to be some prizes, some cool guests that pop in and say hello. There's going to be a couple little raffles and then one really big mind-blowing raffle, but you got to be there to win that one. If you can't be there live, you can still purchase your ticket and get the replay and still be entered into the smaller raffles. The big one I'm saving for people who are there live. I may change my mind, but there is also an opportunity to, which actually I'm going to tell you there at the event. So if you're ready to celebrate and do it up big, of course, I'm bringing the confetti cannons. I'd love to see you June 6th. All right. So Today we talked about front-loading success. I cannot wait to see what you do with it. Shoot me a DM. Let me know if this podcast resonated with you, if it sparked a little fire under your butts to move. I want to know how you're moving, what direction, how I can support you. And then if you're awesome, share this episode. If you see it on Instagram or LinkedIn, share it with your network. I would absolutely love and appreciate it. And then, of course, as always, if you haven't given me a 5-star review yet, I would appreciate that as well. Maybe I'll put you into a raffle too. Yeah, you know what? If you share this podcast or just give me a review, I'm open to both. I say the next 10 people who give this podcast, not just this episode, the whole podcast a review, I will add you into the raffle whether you come to the event or not. Alrighty, so I'm so excited to see what comes of this. Until next time, keep owning your awesome. Bye. Oh, thank you for listening. And until next time, keep owning your awesome. Bye.